Tell the women, young and old, to cover up their breasts and stop tempting men, young and old, with low-cut tops, short skirts and dresses, and now in 2018, too tight clothes, to dress themselves as becometh holy women of God. 1 Peter 3:5. Tell all to turn off the TV, and I added social media, and get with me, and we will have a, and this is the way he gave it to me, party. Tell them, listen, that music, any kind, gets into their spirit. The spirit absorbs music like bounty absorbs water. The spirit is a quicker picker-upper. So take heed what kind of music you hear. Play worship music in your house, in your car. Tell them the world already belongs to Satan. It is in me that my son, my word, my spirit, my blood, that they are safe and will prosper. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, you need to get up and give a dance off that hallelujah. Tell them that even though money does come, do not become greedy after filthy lucre, which is money, the way money is described in the Bible. A dollar earned can be lost more quickly if they fail to practice Proverbs 3, 5 through 10, trust in the Lord. And last but not least, so this is a whammy. This is a good whammy. Tell them to get back to what it means to be a soul-winning church. And I thought that was interesting that I read this from 2000, and Bishop has been emphasizing every morning we pray together, he's praying that we win souls. And every time you're talking to him, if you talk to him in a length of time, he's talking about we're going to win souls. I'm working on camp meeting, got everything together, just got to send out a few things and get something in your hand. And I'm looking for a theme, and I want one of those deep water themes, you know, like the fire falling from heaven. And he said, no. He said, fulfill the call, go ye. Fulfill the call, go ye. What greater thing can happen to any person than to be born again? What greater thing can you do in this world than to get somebody born again? He said, it means that every member is a daily soul winner. You're not winning souls because it is not the desire of your heart, of the soul, to win souls. Again, he said, we weren't doing it because it hadn't become a desire of our heart and soul. Again, tell the church, practice Proverbs 3, 5 through 11, for soul winning. Tell the pastor to start teaching, and he did. And we're to send out people to witness, but we are to pray, and God will bring them in. It has been prophesied so many times that people will be driving down the road, and they'll turn off and come here. They'll see a light from afar. When that hotel burned the other Saturday, and I was on my way to town, and I mean black smoke was just going everywhere. I saw it, and I said, oh, I hope that's not the hotel. I'm sure they're just burning something. Got up there, and that's what it was. They're going to see the fire. It has been prophesied. People will be knocking down the bushes getting here because of the power and the anointing. When we come together as one, say as one. Say as one. One heart, one mind, one Lord, one Savior. Proclaiming the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to read Proverbs 3, 5, and 11. I'm not going to turn there. Because the call on this church, the blessing of winning souls, must, he said, I say, firmly come before the blessing of finances, health, happiness, or anything else. Oh, my God. Money coming. And I believe it and I receive it every time we say it. every time we see. I was saying, I haven't had any income to come in this week. I have had nothing to come in. I don't even have a tithe this week. And I gave my offering, and the Holy Spirit just brought it to me just now. He said, you know, when you got out of Dollar General the other day, you found a penny. Something came in. That's my confession. Something comes in every week. So you can't give a tithe on a penny. You have to give the whole penny. Glory to God. For this cause, many are sickly among you. 1 Corinthians 11:30. And that is because we are so busy within ourselves doing our own thing that the time and energy, one of the best times that I've had is going out. One time I went, been years ago, went out with Gene and Nell and them, and we went all around everywhere and got these people saved, but we got to disciple them and get them into the kingdom. And after then, I saw one of the young men at Kentucky Fried, and I reminded him that you got this word of God. You got to live for God. Now, you are accountable to God. Amen. We're to fast and pray and win souls. Tell them I love them. I am patient and kind and long-suffering. But I do, say he does, require obedience. And disobedience, you don't have to say this. And disobedience does have its consequences. Okay, that was on January 14, 2000. I don't know how I got that date that way off, but this is what it is. Okay, this is at 4:12 a.m. on the 15th. I said, good morning, Father. He said, good morning, daughter. And this is what the Lord said to me. God has a sense of humor. And that's why I want to share this with you, and I'm going to soon close. He said, think you are something because you're a grandmama now, huh? He said, I think so, too. Keep her covered with the blood daily. She's precious in my sight. Amen. You're precious in God's sight, Jaleel. Tell my people that I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lift your hand and say, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Say, you are the only one worthy to be trusted. You're the only God. You are the only God. And I worship you. I trust you. Hallelujah. He said, I am the only trustworthy one. The only God, and you must not, hear me, must not have any other gods before me. Tell them, just as I am pouring out my financial blessings today, I would also be compelled to pour out my wrath on those who refuse to hear and obey my voice. Tell them to make a commitment to me, my son, my word, my spirit, obedience first and foremost, is required of every man, woman, boy, and girl. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, Asa found out what God wanted them to do, and he tore down all these things, and they turned to worship God. But then on over in there, he called on a man to help him. And that's what he's talking about in 16:9. He said, when you were calling on me, I was able to help you. But if you read the rest of that verse and the one follow there, he said, because you turned to somebody else, you shall have wars. Many of us have turned to the world system for our life and our survival. And God said, when I had before you huge amounts of joy, huge amounts of peace, huge amounts of finances, huge amounts of souls that you could bring into the kingdom, just whatever, because I've given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. But too many have turned to the world system. But he said, turn back to me. Call on me, and I'll turn back to you. That's exactly what he did. Some of you don't know how to get out of the situation you're in. You don't want to be there anymore. That's why you pray in the Holy Ghost. And you keep on praying in the Holy Ghost until you get an answer. That's what I did concerning this message. I kept on praying in the Holy Ghost. Because everything I had, everything I could read, it would not stick. I just knew it wasn't it. But I know my God.